Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thank you for joining the From the Shadows podcast. I am your host, Shane Grove, flying solo again today as we head into Halloween weekend. The super producer, Jason, has got some last-minute candy buying he had to do for all the trick-or-treaters coming. Actually, he bought candy at the beginning of October. I think he's eaten it all, so he had to go back out to, like, Myers or Walmart or somewhere and stock back up because he doesn't want to be without for trick-or-treating here in a couple days. So he'll enjoy me throwing him under the bus like that. So I want to remind everybody before we get started that if you have a encounter or story that you want to share, you can find us on Facebook at From the Shadows Podcast or go to our forum page on Facebook, After the Shadows. You can find me at Shane Grove Author on Instagram or the From the Shadows Podcast Instagram page, or just look up our website, fromtheshadowspodcast.com, hit the contact button, send me an email, and I promise I'll read it and I will get back to you because we love to hear your stories. And if there's something that you want to share, we love to have our listeners on, or even people that are new to the show, just discovering us, come on and share their story. So, as another reminder, don't forget to check out our Patreon page. There's all kinds of different levels of that you can join and get extra content, get commercial-free episodes. In fact, if you were a Patreon, you could be hearing this episode like the night before with no commercials. So that's what they tell me anyway. I don't know. I'm not a Patreon. I can't afford it. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, and I also want to remind everybody that if you're listening to the show, tune in Sunday night, October 30th at midnight. We'll be dropping our very special Halloween show. It's crazy. Some of the stuff that happened on that, or some of the stories we heard, and some of the other stuff that happened while we were recording it. We've all got our fingers crossed that some of that stuff came through. So I'm not going to ruin it, but that's also something I think we're going to share with our Patreons too. So we're going to hope that some of the stuff we think happened came through on the episode. So just a little teaser there. So once you get scared by our guest today on today's show, then you can come over and check us out on Halloween and get scared again, because it's a pretty scary show. So I want to bring on somebody from my backyard, well, at least my backyard when I was growing up, who was brought to us by a good friend of the podcast, Rhonda Best. And if you're listening from Seneca County, vote for Rhonda Best for judge. Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to do a political commercial? I don't know. She'll tell me if I can or not, but it'll be too late. So I want to welcome Shayna to the program. Shayna, how you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
So do you think Rhonda would be mad that I like plugged her?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No. Did I break any FCC rules?
I have no idea about that.
But yeah, so yeah, Rhonda is a good friend of the show. She's, I guess she's a prosecutor. She used to be a prosecutor in where we're at. So she kind of knows the judge and Jason and those guys. And she's now going back and going to run for judge in the next county over where she's from, Seneca County. So we're kind of excited about that. And I know you two have a long history. Not only did you strike her out every time you played her in softball in high school, but I'm still trying to confirm that you stole her boyfriend in high school. She claims no, and you claim no, but I think maybe yes. I don't think that happened. But so Rhonda kept telling me, hey, you got to have my friend on. She's got this crazy, some crazy haunted house stories. And so she hooked us up. And here you are.
Put me in contact with you.
Yes.
And I'm glad.
So now it's all yours. I want you to kind of tell us about your story and kind of some of the things that have happened to you.
Yeah. So we built our house in 2001. So it's brand new construction. As far as I'm aware, there was no other house ever here in the past. In fact, we built a house next door to my parents. So we're kind of out in the country, and it was an empty field, and we bought the lot and built our house in 2001. And at the time, we had little kids and, you know, busy life and, you know, loved our new home, and it was perfect location for us, and everything was great. We had no problems. And in 2008, my dad's sister, my aunt, had terminal cancer, and she was living between our house, or my mom and dad's house, and my uncle's house in Ashland. She would spend like a week up here with my mom and dad, and then she'd spend a week down in Ashland with, you know, my uncle. And she loved it up here at my mom and dad's house because it was just full of activity, because they had pets, you know, my little boys were bebopping over all the time, just lots of things to do, people to talk to. And so she really liked being at my mom and dad's house, which of course is right beside our house. Well, she had come to my mom and dad's house, and my mom and I had commented about how my aunt's health had really declined in the past week since she had been at my mom and dad's last. And the night before, my aunt was supposed to go back to my uncle's house in Ashland. She grabbed my hand and she said, I don't want to go back, you know, to my brother's house in Ashland. I want to stay here. I don't want to go back. And she said, you're a nurse. You can help take care of me. And so I kind of was talking to my mom about it that evening, and my mom's like, but her hospice is in Ashland, it's not up here, and what if she needs something, and she's declining so quickly. So we, you know, we're kind of going back and forth. And so the day came where my aunt was supposed to go back, and my mom said, why don't we give her a bath, the two of us, it'll be easier than, you know, your aunt and uncle having to do it, and then we'll make a decision whether we're going to take her back or just let her stay here. And so I said, okay, sounds like a plan. My mom said, I'm giving her pain medicine, and why don't you come over in about a half hour, 45 minutes. So I was just getting ready to head over, and my mom called and said, get over here. I think your aunt is dead. And so, you know, I went running over next door, and sure enough, my aunt had passed away. And, I really think it was that my aunt she knew the end was coming. And I think she wanted to pass away at my mom and dad's house. And so that was her way of kind of getting her wish. I don't know.
was going to say, she really didn't want to go back, right?
She really didn't. She's
like, I told you guys, I'm not going back.
Yeah, and my aunt was in her 40s, so she was young. She wasn't an old
Holy
person.
Holy smokes, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, yeah. She was my dad's young, much younger sister. So, so anyway,
That's terrible. That's not like it's any better for somebody older to pass away. But that's being old when you hear somebody younger than you dying, then it's like it really hits you. You know?
Yeah. So yeah. Well, so I tell you the story because. It was horrible. She passed away. Nobody would pronounce her dead. Seneca County wouldn't because she wasn't a patient in Seneca County Hospice. Ashland wouldn't because she wasn't in Ashland County. And anyway, long story to get someone to come out here and pronounce her dead. But anyway, hours later, my aunt and uncle had come up from Ashland, my mom and dad, and my husband and I and my little kids, we were all over at our house. And my dad said, I know, you know, she was near the end and she was in a lot of pain. I just wish I knew she was in a better place. And at that point, we had a black cat. Our cat took across flying through the living room and the light in the kitchen went out. And we all kind of looked at each other. And my husband said, oh, I bet the bulb blew. And he went over and he flipped the switch and the light turned back on. And that was kind of the start to us noticing things in our house. Whether it's my aunt or not, I don't know. But I do think that was my aunt's way of telling my dad that, you know, giving him a sign that she was in a better place. Subsequently, after that, we started seeing shadow figures. We started hearing footsteps upstairs. You know, we'd look at each other and think it was one of the kids and then realize, oh, kids are over at my mom and dad's, like they're not even in the house. And so we started noticing a lot of things like that, just weird stuff happening. You know, occasionally we'd notice stuff was moved, like on the counter. So we had a lot of things that happened like that. One of the craziest things I think that happened was my husband and son. I wasn't home. They both still remember this to this day. They were sitting downstairs watching TV, and my husband heard somebody whisper, "Go to bed." And he thought, "Oh my gosh, am I crazy? Did I just like hear that?" And all of a sudden, our little boy who was sitting on his lap turned around and said, "Why'd you tell me to go to bed?" And my husband was like, "'Cause it's time to go to bed. Let's go to bed." And
I'm just going to tell you right now, I hate you for saying that because I know what we're going to, what's coming up.
Uh-huh.
And you just sent shivers down my spine because all I could hear was the voice. But I do want to add, she died in your mom and dad's house.
Yes,
right?
She did. She didn't pass away at our house. But you know, we were all her family. You know,
I mean, it's right there together.
Yeah,
we
were all together. So, yeah, I don't know.
And I don't want to jump the gun, but I mean, is there stuff that goes on at your mom and dad's house?
So, yeah, there is stuff that goes on in my mom and dad's house. Actually, growing up, we all would see a figure and just kind of assume it was like my mom walking around in the house or my sister, and it wouldn't, you know, come to find out nobody was home, but us, or, you know, I was out in the yard and you saw somebody walk by and thought, oh, my sister's in the house, and you go in and nobody's there. And
so
that
this
happened.
That's before your aunt passed away.
Yeah. Then. Yeah. Yeah. This was like when I was a kid. Yeah. Yeah. And we have a really crazy, one experience when I was probably in high school when this happened. One night I was laying in bed. It was, I don't know, 2-3 in the morning. It was middle of the night. Had school the next day. It was a weeknight. And I kind of woke up. I don't know why I woke up, but I had this awful feeling that someone was standing over me. And I can remember just telling myself to just stay still, don't move, you know, just it's all in your head. And I felt you know, that presence kind of leave. And I was laying there trying to get up the courage to run over to my mom and dad's room when I heard a blood curdling scream. And it was my sister. And my sister, so of course, by then, everybody's awake and we all go running to my sister's room. And she said she saw somebody run down the hallway, a man, somebody who was tall. Well, no one was in the house that we could tell. We called the sheriff. The sheriff came out. Nothing had been broken into. We, you know, could not figure out where this person had went, if there was someone in the house. So I had felt a presence. My sister saw something. And so we just kind of all wrote it off to being kind of weird. Well, years later, my dad finally admitted that he had in his possession that day, he'd gotten it from his brother, some sort of an Indian artifact. And he was taking it, I think, to a professor at Bowling Green for his brother. And it had come to find out it had Indian bones on it. And that artifact was in our house the night all of that happened. Was it a coincidence? I don't know.
You know,
but it was certainly scary.
I'm going to firmly place a lot of blame I can see on your dad's shoulders.
Yes.
Because he brought that into the house. He asked your aunt for a sign. Because I'm sitting here hearing you tell these things that happened next door as a kid. And I'm thinking, okay, your aunt dies in the house. What if she tells what's ever in there? Hey, look, you gotta get out of here. I'm staying here. And that's what is come next door to your house.
I don't know.
And so as you get into, you know, discussing some of the other things that is happening at your house, what kind of person was your aunt? Like, does any of this stuff, like, maybe remind you of something your aunt might do?
No, not my aunt was a fun person. She was a really fun person. I can remember, you know, she was a teenager when I was, you know, like 5 or 6 years old. So I can remember going, you know, to prom and, you know, high school stuff. And so my aunt was always really fun. She would take us then, you know, when we got older in junior high and stuff, she'd take us to dentist appointments or orthodontist appointments. And she'd always take us afterwards to go get ice cream or something. And, you know, she was just a fun, loving person. And she liked to laugh. She loved to tell jokes. So I don't know. I don't know if it's her or not. I'm not convinced.
Now, are you just saying nice things about her because you're afraid she's standing over your shoulder listening?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just wonder.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. So what other sort of things, go on in your house?
So another story was, oh gosh, you know, quite 10 years ago or so, the kids again were little. We were all in bed and it was probably about 11:30 at night. My husband and I were still awake and just kind of talking, but you know, the lights were off and everybody had been in bed for a while. And all of a sudden there, it was like someone took a picture, like with a flash camera right in the doorway of our room. And so I hop out of bed expecting to see, you know, my youngest son standing there with his little, they had gotten cameras that year, ironically, for Christmas, standing there with his little Fisher-Price flash camera that he had. And no one was there. My husband's like, which one is it? Is it, you know, is it Wyatt? Is it the older one or is it Colton, the younger one? I'm like, it's neither. No one's here. He's like, what do you mean no one's here? I said, no one's standing here. There's nothing. No one's here. He's like, what made that flash? Not, to this day, we have no idea. No idea.
It's crazy is that both of you, you know, it's these are like things. What makes like these stories so great is all of them have multiple people experiencing them. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not just like you're thinking, oh my god,
no,
am I going crazy or not?
Right.
Because they're all experiencing stuff.
Right. Yeah, because my husband saw it too. Had a couple times in the last few years. Like I'll be laying in bed. My kids were older in high school now. And they go in and they steal my husband's clothes a lot out of his closet. Like, they need a button-up dress shirt. Well, they'll go raid dad's closet, you know, because maybe they don't have one that fits anymore in theirs. And, you know, I'd be laying in bed and, you know, we'd still have the hall light on or whatever, but the main bedroom light was on. And I would be looking at my phone or watching TV or whatever. And out of the corner of my eye, I'd kind of see, you know, someone walk in and walk into the closet. And, but the light wouldn't go on. And so, you know, I'd get up and I'd be like, what are you doing? And no one's in the closet. And that has happened to me at least twice that I know of, you know, within the last probably 2 or 3 years.
You know,
yep.
We just, like, if you people are loyal listeners, just the episode we just had, Sherry, the lady, described the same thing, except that she knew, she saw the, enough of the person that she knew it was her son, and it was, but it wasn't.
That, and that's what I just saw, someone who is like my son's height. Both my boys are like 6 foot tall now, and so something about that size that walked in through my door to the bedroom and then into the closet.
And how does that make you feel every time?
It, you know, it's kind of, it sounds really creepy, but you're kind of like, well, what the heck? Like, I know what I saw. Why is nobody here? It's like, for me, I'm not really freaked out, but I'm like, what the heck happened? It leaves my like rational mind thinking, okay, explain this. And, you know, and you can't.
Well, have you, so at any time, have you ever yelled? Have you ever like spoke out and kind of ask if it's your aunt?
So I have, and I haven't really ever gotten a sign that it was my aunt. So, you know, and when we have a lot of activity that starts up, you do usually say out loud, okay, I've had enough. You're freaking us out. You need to knock it off. You know, go away. This is our house, you know. Go be quiet for a while.
Okay. So, but is stuff right now still happening at your mom and dad's?
You know, I don't, well, okay. Yes. Something that did happen, actually, my dad has since passed away. He had cancer as well. And the night he passed, or the day he passed away, that night I ended up going over and spending the night at my mom's house with her. Cause it was the first night, you know, she was going to be in the house all by herself, mm-hmm. my dad yeah. gone. And my mom is not a believer in any of this stuff. And so we went to bed, lights were out, you know, it's probably, I don't know, 11:30 at night. And all of a sudden I was in my old bedroom, which was across the hall from my mom and dad's room, and our doors were open, and I saw my mom's light flash on and flash off. And I was like, I wonder what she's doing. And all of a sudden I hear my mom say, she goes, Shayna. I said, yeah. She goes, that wasn't me. I said, that's dad. He's telling you he loves you. He's still here. He's letting us know. So yeah, that happened the night my dad died.
So your dad kind of probably thought, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to ask if I did, so I'm just going to let him know.
Yeah.
Since I asked my sister-in-law, he's just going to go ahead and take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and do it himself.
Well, my dad and I, before he passed away, we came up with a code word that if I ever hear it, like on an EVP or, you know, it's some way, shape, or form that I know it's him.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Really?
I've never heard it yet. Yeah, I've not heard it yet. Yeah.
So, okay. So then obviously then you guys started trying to capture EVPs and stuff.
Yeah, we have.
How did that come about?
So we are friends with Lisa Swickard. She does some of the ghost or the haunted tours in Tiffin. If anybody's ever done those, they're really kind of cool. First of all, they're historic, as well as, you know, talking about like ghosts and, you know, using dowsing rods or different things to see if there's any activity in the area. So it's kind of like twofold in the fact that it's kind of a ghost tour and it's also a bit historic. But Lisa's a historian, super cool person.
And for our audience around the world, you're talking about Tiffin, Ohio.
Ohio, yes.
So go check out Tiffin, Ohio. It's got some cool history. It's got some really cool architecture and houses and stuff. So go check it out. So she does the ghost tours in Tiffin.
Yeah, she does the ghost tours in Tiffin. And so she's friends of ours, and we, you know, have told her over the years some of the stuff that's gone on. And we were going on vacation, and so we asked her to actually come over and house sit for us, watch our animals, and house sit while we were on vacation, and she stayed here. And so she did an investigation while she was here and caught some EVPs.
Okay, so I'm clearing my throat here because these are the EVPs then that you sent me and Jason.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so
these are what, Lisa caught on her investigation of our house.
Okay, so we're going to play that. We're going to play the first one that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll pause here and let it play.
Children, I thought it was like bam, bam, you know, that kind of shocker. That's a hurricane. So what I don't understand, and I never want to.
So Shanna, so for people that did not catch what that said, and I don't know how you couldn't because it's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you think that EVP said?
I think it says, look at me.
And I would absolutely have to agree. Now, I don't know what the circumstance, was she asking certain questions? Or?
Not at that point. I mean, if you listen to the whole clip, you can hear them kind of just talking in the background to each other. Her friend Carrie Giebel, who also does some ghost investigating and stuff, haunted things, she was there. And so you can hear Lisa and Carrie kind of talking before that EVP was captured, and they weren't really asking anything then. It just kind of, when they were reviewing it, that's what they heard.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like somebody's in that. I mean, and that is, I gotta be honest, that's one of the clearest ones I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
When your husband heard that, is that what similar to go to bed, like what he heard?
Yes, that's very similar to what go to bed sounded like to him. He said it was clear as day, And it sounded like it was somebody right there whispering in his, like a loud whisper in his ear is what he said he heard.
And it was enough that your son heard it too.
Yes. Because my husband thought, oh my God, what did I just hear? Like, I know it wasn't my son sitting here on my lap talking. And then, you know, our son turned around. It was like, why'd you tell me to go to bed? So.
Wow. Okay. So that was startling when I heard it. And I know because I told you guys, it took me a while to open that up in my inbox because I knew it would be scary. It'd be scary just from the title of the Look at Me. Okay. Yeah. Now this next one, we'll play this next one.
Okay.
Anybody in here? I know you are.
Okay, so this next one, really, I got some questions. Okay, So, for people who couldn't make it out and that want to rewind, is what do you believe this EVP said?
I think it says, "I know your worth," and then it's like this creepy, either heavy breathing or laughing.
Bingo. And my hair is standing up on the back of my, just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, wow. So what was, because I couldn't tell, like I kept listening to it and I was like, now wait a second. Is that the people in the room? Because it's really creepy if that is the EVP at the end. Like, because it does sound like a little bit of a.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like they're laughing. Yeah. So remind you, we were on vacation when they did this investigation. So, you know,
lucky
I was kind
you.
Of in,
lucky you. Look,
and so we were kind of in contact with her throughout our vacation, just checking in, making sure animals were fine. And we'd say, oh, have you done your investigation yet? And she'd say, oh, no, not yet. And even till like the last day. But she had done it like one of the first couple days and she didn't know how to tell us about these EVPs without us freaking out. So she's like, oh, we haven't gone through stuff yet. Then once we were back, she's like, I'll get together with you next week. So they wanted us to come home and kind of get settled and not be freaked out when we came home. And so she, you know, came in and was like, okay, I have the EVPs. And there were actually a couple more, just not nearly as clear. And so she didn't send them to me. You know, to have forever, just these two, which were the two clearest ones. But, you know, she's like, I didn't want to tell you, you know, have you listened to these before you came back from vacation, because I figured you guys would be freaked out. But now you've been here, you know, everything's fine. It's not a big deal. Whatever's here has been here, but here's what we caught. So,
yeah. And whatever's here hasn't killed you in your sleep or terrified. Exactly. It's like, I don't know whether that's a good friend or not. To be honest with you, but think about it. If you were away on vacation and got those, probably wouldn't be real excited about going back.
I'd be home. Oh, heck no, we're not going home.
it's so that obviously is a woman's voice too.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and then thinking about it, I'm like, I could hear my aunt maybe saying something like that and laughing her butt off at somebody being like, I know what you're worth. Ha ha ha. You know, just kind of laughing. I don't know.
Wow, she doesn't sound like the fun-loving lady that you were portraying.
She does not in that. Yeah, yeah.
So,
not in that EVP.
So what did was there any other stuff that happened, like, other than just the EVPs while they were doing an investigation? Like,
you know, it's been so long ago now. I know they caught a few other EVPs. I do believe they turned the flashlight on as well. Like, you know, how you loosen it so it can go on and off. And they had a little bit of interaction, but nothing to get a real good feel. But the flashlight did come on and off a couple times.
Now, is your mom still alive?
Yeah, my mom's still alive. Mm-hmm.
Did you play those for your mom?
Yeah, my mom's heard them.
And she's still not a believer?
She's a little bit more of a believer now, you know, than she was when we were growing up, because she'd say, oh, you guys are full of it. That's just not true. you know, there's no such thing. And we just say things like that. But especially now that she's experienced a couple things, I think she's a little bit more of a believer and heard that because she knows Lisa and she knows Lisa, you know, truly caught that. It's not like Lisa made something up. So
my question is then, so your mom's heard it. You guys have heard it. Does it, like, what's your first impression? Do you think that's your aunt?
No, I don't think it's my aunt at all. I do not.
Wow, which opens up a whole nother
load
of questions. So I assume you guys then are like, okay, we got to do some research on what's going on around here. Have you guys done that?
A little bit. Like, my dad and I would talk about it quite a bit. And there were a lot of Indians in this area. And in fact, you know, we're surrounded where we live by fields. And growing up, one of the things we would do for fun was go out and look for arrowheads.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We found quite a few arrowheads over the years. So, you know, we know there were Indians in this area. So I don't know if that's what it is. Like I said, this was, you know, new construction, wasn't a house here before. So I don't really know.
Wow. Yeah. That's some crazy stuff because you think building a new house, you'd be all right. Unless it was the subdivision in, Poltergeist, but that's a whole different.
Yeah. No, not
that's
that.
That's a whole different. That's a whole different.
We're out on a one lane road. Yeah. Out in the middle of nowhere, really. We did have an interesting thing happened the other night since I talked to you last. So my son, one of his friends from college, came up to visit, and it's a friend that's kind of not been a very good friend all the time. And so, I mean, my son's still friends with him, so we're like, yeah, whatever, if he wants to come up and visit, that's fine, we're, you know, whatever. So once the friend left, my son came into our bedroom upstairs. It was late, you know, later in the evening, and said, you know, oh, we had a good, you know, he was mentioning his friend's name. I don't want to say it on here, but, you know, saying, oh, we had a good visit. And why don't we say his name's Adam? Adam was here and, you know, we had a really nice visit and he was in a really good mood and we had a great time. Every time he would say the friend's name, the light would blink on and off. And then my son goes, so you really don't like Adam? And the light started blinking violently, like on and off and on and off and on and off. And my friend goes, okay. Oh, my son's like, okay, we got it. You don't like Adam. And so then we kind of went along the conversation. Nothing else happened. And then towards the end, he mentioned his friend's name again, and the light flashed on and off again. It was the most, you know, bizarre. We didn't ask it, like, to do it on cue. We should have been like, you know, blink twice if, you know, you're trying to tell us you don't like Adam. But
I don't think you had to. I think it was pretty much.
No. It was very bizarre. Yeah.
Okay. As somebody who has not experienced stuff quite to that extreme, like, what do you think? Like, what goes through your mind when that sort of thing happens?
So, you know, again, it's like, it's in our house. We're comfortable in our house. You know, you just kind of think, it's just really weird. You're kind of like, wow, that was really strange. Wonder what did that, you know? Wonder who that was. But, oh, well, can't see it. Time to go to bed now. No, I don't know. I guess I have a very, you know, I have a degree in science. And so, you know, I'm kind of just like matter of fact and it is what it is. And, you know,
this would definitely have to collide with your degree in science.
It kind of does. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I can't see it. It's not touching me. I'm not hurt. It's never hurt me before, so I think I'm okay. I guess that's kind of my thought process.
And you guys definitely don't have any faulty wiring, because no, that would be no. the other thing.
No, well, I would hope not. I mean, our house is 20 years old, but I don't think we do. And it hasn't happened since him and I had that conversation.
Wow. And just now, just think, because you chose not to use the kid's real name.
Yeah.
Maybe if you had used the kid's real name while talking to Light, might have went on.
Maybe. Light might have gone on and off.
Uh-huh. You just ruined. You ruined our chance.
I did.
Really great. But we couldn't see. You could have told us anyway. Oh my God, the light's going on off. We don't know.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. So what's your, have your kids had any other than, I mean, so they must be comfortable with this.
Yeah. I mean, I think we don't make a big deal about it. Like, we just think it's kind of different and whatever. And, you know, if we don't get excited and upset about it, then they don't get excited and upset about it. They've had some experiences too with seeing shadows. They've had experiences hearing the footsteps. You could definitely hear somebody walking upstairs. I don't think a whole lot else. That's probably been the most, at least that's what they, you know, what I know. Who knows though? But yeah.
Wow. So that's pretty much the extent of what's happened.
There's one other kind of weird thing that has happened multiple times. So I have a home office here. I work from home mostly. And, you know, I have a little garbage can beside me, and it's got, you know, a little Walmart bag in it as a garbage bag in it. And I mean, this has probably happened maybe 10 times over the years. But I will hear like the bag crinkling, and like I'm on a conference call or whatever, and I'll hear it crinkling, and I'll look down expecting to see like the cat playing around with the bag or something. And there's nothing. And it has been to the point, like there's nothing else in there. I've reached in expecting there to like maybe be a mouse under the garbage bag or something. Geez. Like, you know, not that we have mice in our house, but all the crinkling that's going on, like something has got to be causing that. And I will, you know, I've reached down and pulled the bag out, and there's nothing there. And it's just really bizarre when it happens. And you can almost see the bag like just spontaneously move randomly in different parts of the bag when you sit there and watch it. And I have, you know, when I've reached over, fell over, I don't know if it's all in my head, but it feels a little cooler in that area.
Wow. So it's almost like you wonder if it's just trying to get your attention, just messing with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Just messing with me. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about getting, one of those recorders and just letting it record, especially when something like that's happened?
We have. And we, you know what, and it was after, you know, Lisa came and investigated, we did. And my husband would listen to it and tell me all the stuff he heard. And I said, you've got to stop because you're going to freak me out. And I mean, almost every night he was catching something. And so I made him get rid of it and stop doing it.
Because he was catching something every night, almost?
Almost every night he was catching something on the recorder. And I just said, that's it. You're done. Like, it seemed like the more we investigated, the more activity we had.
What? So did he catch something that really freaked you guys out?
I think the one thing that freaked me out is you, and it was where the recorder was on the dresser over by my side of the bed.
Well, of course.
You could hear really heavy breathing it was like someone was breathing right into the recorder. And I think that was the thing that I was like, I'm done. I'm out. Like, you can't keep doing that. I'm done. I don't want to think about somebody breathing over me like that at night.
Oh, wow.
So I made him stop.
Wow. That's so crazy. It's almost like there's like a whole nother house full of stuff going on at the same time. And it's just like separated by some film or something that, you know,
yeah. you can't. Yes, The veil is very thin here.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope that everybody is as excited about Halloween now as I am after hearing these stories.
You can come over to our house and have your own haunted house.
Hey, next time I drive through to Tiffin, I'll honk. I'll make sure I honk.
All
it's
right,
like, goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, my gosh. I, you know, and the bad thing is I'm going to have to text Rhonda and tell her, hey, good hookup. Thanks. Give her some credit. And, of course, she'll gloat and say, I know, you know.
Yeah, well, Rhonda's heard most of these stories.
But she just likes to gloat. Okay. And just, that's the whole thing, is that she is going to know that she, you know, was right.
Yes.
Okay.
She was right.
And you know,
she's kind of good at being right, though.
I know. And but see, it's kind of the pendulum has swung from all the times you struck her out and
it
took her boyfriend in high school. It's swung back to where she's.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you coming on, sharing your stories. I really appreciate you sharing those EVPs with us. I think I won't be able to tell. I think there's going to be a lot of rewinds to go and check out those EVPs. So I really appreciate you sharing those with us. So
you're welcome.
I hope you guys have a good Halloween.
We will.
And as we sign off, I just want to remind everybody, check back on Sunday at midnight. We're going to have a really cool Halloween show. I don't know if we can beat this episode, but we're going to try. So thanks, Shannon.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
God only knows what's hiding in our shadows.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.